You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday, the 9th of February, 2022. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Joined online today by Kimberly Vaughn, who's observing program leader with the National Weather Service. Hi, Kimberly.
Hello there.
Well, let's start off with the recent weather here. It's certainly felt pretty soggy in this area. What can you tell us about the rainfall and what we've seen the past few days?
Well, I can tell you that as of 10 o'clock last night, that the Petersburg Co-op, which is located at the airport, has gotten 7.7 inches of rain. And that's in the last 5 days, 4 of those days have received over an inch in a day.
I know the Weather Service has put out watches about possible flooding and that with all the snowpack that's around and the heavy rainfall.
Definitely, because, I mean, on the second, you know, 5 inches of snow was reported with another 2 inches the next day. So, you know, you had 5 inches of snow, and then the next day you had almost 2 inches of precipitation falls. So pretty impactful when you take rainfall plus snowmelt.
Okay. So it sounds like we're in another of these atmospheric river kind of situations. Is that supposed to continue?
Well, the good news is we are on a diminishing trend with that. So through the day today, we should start seeing, especially from a kind of a north to south progression of the precipitation diminishing and ending. So by Thursday night, the Petersburg-Wrangell area should actually get a bit of a reprieve with a break in the sky. But with that break, we're going to see temperatures drop, and there's a potential for freezing fog Thursday night before more precipitation moves in for the weekend.
Okay. And any weather, winds, and waves on the horizon as crab boats head out for the fishing season later this week?
With the rain diminishing, I can also say that the winds are also supposed to be diminishing, although still a little on the frisky side. For the most part, winds are going to be out of the south, 15 to 20 knots, so that'll put the seas at about 3 to 4 feet. So just make sure you check the local forecast before heading out for the specific area that you're going to be operating out of. But otherwise, there's not any, we should stay out from less than small craft advisories through the weekend in the, you know, Petersburg general marine operating areas up through Stevens Passage and surrounding waters on the inside.
Okay. All right. Anything else to know for the short term about what's coming up?
I would just say definitely stay tuned for local updated forecasts. And with the excessive rainfall and snowmelt, just be aware of potential flooding, standing water, and any sort of slides that could occur with this weather.